New Millennium Audio presents
Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs. I had this story from one who had no business to tell it to me. I do not say the story is true, for I did not witness the happenings which it portrays. But the yellow, mildewed pages of the diary of a man long dead, and the records of the Colonial Office dovetail perfectly with the narrative of my convivial host. From the records, we learn that a certain young English nobleman, whom we shall call John Clayton, Lord Greystoke, was commissioned to make a delicate investigation of conditions in a British West Coast African colony, from whose simple native inhabitants another European power was known to be recruiting soldiers for its army, which it used for the forcible collection of rubber and ivory from the savage tribes along the Congo and the Aruwimi. These poor blacks were held in virtual slavery. John Clayton was a strong, virile man, above average height. His eyes were grey, his features regular. When he received the appointment, he had been married to the Honourable Alice Rutherford for scarce 3 months, and the thought of taking this fair young girl into the dangers and isolation of tropical Africa dismayed and appalled him. For her sake, he would have refused the appointment, but she insisted that he accept it, and indeed take her with him.